You think he's ready yet?
What? You're very funny.
Oh, welcome back, my friend. Chevy Batman of Blue Collar Chefs. Ordinarily, I'm the one that's always asking, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? And then he's standing there, and he goes, what did you say, chef?
I'm just waiting on you guys.
The first time I didn't say, are you ready? And he's ready. But I know you're ready, my friend. You're ready for the end of Chef Eric's recipe. And, chef, it was the shrimp that you were doing, the beautiful Gulf shrimp from Florida. Outstanding. How does it taste?
Tastes great. So you make the shrimp in two batches. You add some more olive oil, some more chili arable, some more garlic, and just like you did the first time, but add it back in. Then after a minute, and you don't want to go further than a minute, then add back in the rest of the shrimp, and then add your salt at the end of the process. And you can add pepper if you want to, but I just added salt, and I added cilantro. You can add parsley. Either one. And that's it. Basically, serve it with crusty bread so that you can dab at the oil. And that's it. Simple recipe.
Well, you know, Chef, one of the great things we've done over the years, we really cultivate really great relationships with people in the culinary industry. And whether it's festivals, whether it's products, but one of the things that we've been building over the months is really, really cool is with the French cheese board. And these are the real deal. These are the people from France that bring all the greatest of the French cheeses to the United States. And they sent us three to review. And Chef Eric, they are looking for your guided opinion and thoughts on some really, I mean, I don't have your palate, obviously. Mine is slightly more sophisticated. But
is that what that is?
No, but I'll tell you, those cheeses, all three of them, were over the top. And most of them you can get at Whole Foods. But why don't you try the cheeses and okay. Tell us what you think.
All right, very good. So we have three cheeses here, it looks like, from Fromage Dauphinois. So this Fromage Dauphinois with truffles, Fromage Dauphinois au poivre, or pepper, and the last one is the Fromage Dauphinois ail and fine herbe, which is oil, and it's garlic and herb. So we're going to start with that one. Actually, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start with the truffle first.
I was going to say, why do you lie?
Yeah.
You know you can't wait to get your taste, no, your this taste is a, buds into the truffle.
This is a black truffle, and it's, the texture of this is wonderful. It's like a brie. We've let it sit out here for a while and get nice and beautiful, and let's give it a try. I'm tasting it on a sea salt cracker. Oh. It's really rich and creamy. And the earthiness of the truffle really comes out, but not overwhelming.
And see, that's what I was afraid of, you know, because
Truffle can smell like stinky feet. And this is not what I would call a stinky cheese. It has that wonderful gaminess, that earthiness that truffle provides. But the creaminess of the cheese itself is just absolutely gorgeous.
How's the rind? Because, see, I'm a rind guy. I like to eat the rind along with the cheese. And some yeah. you can and some you can't. But
on this, the rind is very edible. And it's very good. It's solid. It's pretty much like a brie.
And very really. Buttery.
It does absolutely have some buttery notes to it. But the cheese itself, you just can't go wrong with that. So, let's go next to the herb and garlic. And these are available here at Whole Foods. At least, I know Whole Foods carries the truffle.
And I got to tell you, I'm always worried, and I'm waiting for your. I'm always worried with the oil and garlic, especially with infused cheese like that. Sometimes it gets so overpowering that you don't feel like you're eating cheese. But the French cheesemakers have a way of giving you the flavor and the creaminess and the taste of the cheese. It's, I think it's one of the reasons why they're so successful at it. So what do you think?
Wow, that's phenomenal. Rich and creamy, absolutely. Not as deeply rich as the truffle, but still extraordinarily rich. Creamy, a little bit of that funk to it, but then you get that wash of the herbs and a little bit of the garlic, but mainly those herbs that wash over you. And it's almost, I don't know, it feels like you're in the garden. You can taste the earth, you can taste the herb. It's just that wonderful, fresh...
And you can taste the cheese.
Creaminess.
That's
absolutely
the thing.
The cheese is phenomenal. All right, last one. This is the pepper cheese. And again, same beautiful consistency. Beautiful rind on these. I mean, the last one in this rind, probably wouldn't eat the rind, but I'm sure you can.
It's not I a did.
Problem. I'm sure you did.
I did.
So here we go. Oh, wow. Again, creamy, rich, deep richness to it, though. Less funk, more almost floral. The pepper gives it really a floral character. It's just beautiful. Not peppery.
All three of these cheeses would absolutely go slamming on a cheese plate. And you could put all three on the same cheese plate because the flavor profiles are distinctly different and appeal to different tastes. Like, your Latin would... So I would think your pepper and the Latin would just rock for you.
I mean, it really is my favorite. That's phenomenal.
And your snobbiness would appeal to the truffles.
Oh, also true.
Yes.
Actually, all three of these appeal to my snobbiness.
Yes.
So,
but once again, hats off to the French cheese folks, because, man, I'm telling you
they know how to make cheese.
Heather Knoll from Fromagerie Gilletois, or she sent us those cheeses so that we could try them and kind of introduce them to our listeners if we liked them. And
you've got to come.
Rich
Whole
cow's
Foods.
Milk cheese. It's absolutely goes great with fresh fruits and nuts. This is a soft double cream cheese, also good for cooking, Chef. Those would go well in some certain... Could you imagine a mac and cheese? I know, but man, could you imagine a mac and cheese with that pepper cheese?
I can't do it. I can't do it. These are too good. these should stand alone.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chef Eric.
That
if that's the way it is, you are the chef, and I am but the witty repartee.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, congratulations to the wonderful folks at the French Cheese Board for introducing us to this wonderful cheese. And you need to go to your local Whole Foods. You can find it. Go to your local fromagerie, wherever it is. But Whole Foods has got an incredible fromagerie. There are so many different varieties, and almost all the French cheeses are represented here because they have the best of the best, which means they're the best qualities, the best taste, the best flavor, no nasties, just pure, absolute satisfaction and quality. So congratulations. Thanks to Heather Knoll and to Fromagerie Gilletois for introducing us to these three cheeses.
Dauphinois.
Who?
Fromage Dauphinois.
Gilletois. Whatever it is,
A-F-F.
I'm an American. They're going to have to take it the way I say it. But anyway, I think the Gilletois is the fromagerie itself, and I think these are versions from the same. I don't know. What do I know? I'm an American heathen. Anyway, so many people to thank for today's show. To Liz Towery and the whole group at Whole Foods East Cobb. They are an amazing staff. They give us an amazing facility to work at. Absolutely incredible. Executive Chef Eric with a K. Holdo, outstanding job again, Chef. Great job. And to the Keeper of the Dallas, she who must be obeyed, Karen Jenkins. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs couldn't happen without the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking
experience.
By Real Sweet Onions or Schumann Produce. Remember, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And by Cutter Cigar Emporium, home of the Southern Cigar Festival, the largest cigar event in the Southeast. June the 6th, my friends. We'll be doing a show from Cutter's before that, so you'll want to stay tuned for that because Eric will be cooking up some recipes to pair with some cigars. It should be a lot of fun as we get ready for the big event. And, of course, nothing goes as perfectly as it does with Whole Foods. They are the place where you come to get the 365 value. And so whether it's real sweet onions, you're cooking on your big green eggs, shopping at Whole Foods, or enjoying a fine cigar at Cutter Cigar Emporium, it's the way to go, baby. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They're the reasons we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom
is never free.
My friends, keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town. We will talk to you next week from the North Georgia Mountain Egg Fest, John Hall et al. God bless y'all, and God bless America.